Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is October 21st, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news is news from the Photo Pro Shop. I'd just like to remind you all that the D200 and D2 body accessories are still 10% off for the remainder of October. So if you need some bits and pieces and accessories for those bodies, please check out the Pro Shop. Also, we are offering 20% off the Spyder 2 color calibration system. Now, if you don't have one of these and you like printing your pictures at home, it's a must-have. You just gotta go get one and hook it up to your monitor, and you'll have a lot better luck with getting the color coming out of your printer to match the color coming out of your screen. Now, if that's not good enough for you, the Spyder 3 Elite comes out at the end of November, and yes, we will have that in stock in the Pro Shop. It is 37% smaller and up to 64% faster than the Spyder 2 series. So if you need some color calibration stuff, check that out at www.photoproshop.com. Moving on, do you geotag? If you do, check out the new GeoPic 2, a low-power, dedicated geotagger that works well with most of the Nikon DSLRs, as well as the Fuji FinePix Pro models. That's a lot of Fs and Ps in one sentence there. If you don't know what geotagging is, it's basically encoding GPS data into your picture data. Oh, for things like Google Earth and all sorts of sites that use, well, where you took your picture. Any of that information is dropped into the picture itself, so you don't have to worry about adding that in later. It's right in the data. It does put a little bit of a drain on your battery and will diminish the amount of pictures you can take, but depending on the settings in this new GeoPic 2, you won't see too much of a change with that. Olympus is debuting its own 10-megapixel E3 DSLR. It is aimed at professionals, and this pretty much has all of the goodies. It's got dust reduction, image stabilization, and an 11-crosspoint autofocus module. Oh yeah, and Olympus has also brought out 3 new lenses and 2 new wireless-capable flash guns. So if you like Olympus and you've been waiting for them to get back into the pro market, here's your chance. Now, for you Fujifilm lovers, they have dropped the price of the S5 Pro by $200, and they've also thrown in a free MBD200 grip and a free Huey Pantone color calibration device. It's all about the color calibration. So if you've been looking at maybe buying the S5 Pro, well, now's your chance to get a little bit of money off. Moving on to the forums. Oh, discussions are going rampant in the cafe this week. There is a discussion on the need of that nice big and ever-growing LCD on the back of your DSLR. Do you need it? Do you like it? Do you think it's a must-have for any digital camera purchase? Or are you really not bothered one way or the other? If you have some feelings on that, check out what everybody else is saying in the cafe. And also, some nice Nikonian and his fiance decided to see how much Nikon gear he could have bought for the same price as his fiance's engagement ring. Could have bought. Now, he didn't buy it instead. He did buy the ring, and he's not trading it, apparently, but that's definitely an interesting thread to see how much gear you can get for that rock. And what do you read when you're done reading your camera manual? That's the right word. I have to refill the coffee here. When you're done reading your manual, what do you go to? Do you read Tolkien or Rowling is the basic question, and, well, anything else? There's a nice big discussion on the merits of both of those authors, as well as, well, all the other authors out there. Me? Well, I read both and anything and everything else I can possibly get my hands on. Science fiction, fantasy, whatever, you name it. And the stuff my mom writes, too. Well, she's my mom. But she's good, so I have to put that plug in there as well. And finally, there is a discussion on the DX versus FX format. So if you have a little bit of knowledge or you don't have any knowledge about it whatsoever, check out that thread and get some good information on the differences between those two formats. The forum of the week. Well, okay, it's not a forum, really. It's our resources sections. The resources at Nikonians is chock full of articles, FAQs, how-to guides, and oh, so much more. So please check it out if you have a few spare minutes and you'd like to learn a bit more about photography in general. And if you find that there is something that is really missing, what would you like to see that maybe you're a newcomer to photography and some of the basic questions aren't being asked because, well, maybe we haven't thought of them. Or if there's anything you think should be in there that isn't, just drop me a line and maybe we can work on that. My choice photo this week is entitled Opiates in the Morning, and that's all I have to say about that one. Take a look. Not forgetting my contest winners. The winners this week are Brent Hill, David Henning, and Michael Ryan. And your photo straps, your pro straps, will be sent out to you as soon as possible. I've alerted the warehouse. And next time, well, I won't be here next week. I'll be happily watching a football game in London's Wembley Stadium. And for those of you who get a little bit confused, this is NFL, American football, the goods, the real stuff, not soccer. Little bit of a language barrier sometimes with these international podcasts. So, as I will be merrily enjoying watching the Dolphins win or lose, one never knows what might happen, you get to figure out the best way to enter to win even more camera straps, because, well, I miss a week, so that's 2 weeks worth, so that's six that I get to give away on the 4th of November. So by then, hopefully by the 3rd of November, please give me a little bit of time to choose. I want the most creative entry you can find. You've got 2 weeks, so I'm guessing that you've got a little bit of time, and it's up to you. I will pick the six most creative entries, and it can be anything and everything. Just put the subject of your email as pro strap and send that email to newsflash@nikonians.org to make sure I will receive it. And you can include anything and everything. Keep it clean, but pictures are welcome. That's all for me this week. And in the meantime, if you have questions or comments or feedback, please drop me an email or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. And we will be sure to get to that. And I will see you in November for the next edition of Nikonian's Newsflash.